Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Story here from Channel 5. Electric vehicles used to be a bit of a novelty on the roads, but they continue to grow in popularity. You'll find charging stations at the grocery store, at the mall, even the public library. Roughly 7% of all new vehicle sales are electric cars.
How many?
7% of all new vehicle sales are electric. Safety is a major factor for some new car buyers, and some believe electric vehicles are safer than traditional cars. They are equipped with features such as crash, blah, 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 blah. Researchers at the Midwest Roadside Safety Facility at the University of Nebraska have started to look at what the extra weight in an EV might mean in a crash. So they did some testing. It's very critical to tell you, said the director of the facility, Ronald Faller, that all of you, the motorists, my family, my colleagues, we do this work to save lives and reduce injuries. The crash tests showed that guardrails along roads and bridges across the country are no match for the heavier electric vehicles.
I did see this.
The safety structures fail.
Let me tell you why I don't necessarily believe their purported results. I did an entire story about guardrails many years ago. I could spew out and will not bore you with the statistics that I remember to this day. Even the roped system of guardrails that we've all seen around town, while not designed to hold in a semi, have held in semis. And there's video of it. And so depending on the angle, so much comes into play there, Scott. Yeah. What is the angle you are crossing over? What is the speed you are crossing? Like all of those things. Are the cars flying over it or through it? All I remember is I've got video somewhere in an old closet of mine of a semi going at a high rate of speed toward one of those cable median systems. Mm-hmm. And it did slowly, like a rubber band in a cartoon, bring it back safely into the grassy area. So I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying I think shouldn't be a blanket statement.
There is science behind the guardrails and all the barriers and all that, factoring in speed and weight. And when you have a car that's going to be 500, 1,000, 1,500 pounds more,
I even remember the degree with which most of those crossover accidents happened. And by the way, it was 22. I don't remember why, but it's 22 degrees. Because we did this whole look at case 10 and all
what
of the
kind of worthless information do you store up
there? It's like you and 80s hair metal bands. I just remember.
But that's fun.
It was 22 degrees.
One's deadly, the other not so deadly.
Deadly to my brain when I'm listening to it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a new
makes
thing.
Me happy.
These EVs of all different types, they are different. And so the systems of
different,
safety
and fabulous.
Roads and tires and all the things would need to be changed from our typical combustible engine
cars. I love the Tesla cars. I think they're Dana's is very fast. But can we all be on agreement that the Tesla truck or whatever that thing
is, the Cybertruck,
is hideous?
Guess who has one now?
Who?
Salvi.
Oh, no. Salvi.
Oh, they look, I know they look futuristic. I know
they're, no, they're ugly.
No, they're ugly.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I saw
Have
one.
You seen the new nickname for them?
No. What?
Deplorians.
Okay. Come on.
A dumpster on wheels?
I like them. It's not necessarily my style. I prefer my little tiny zoomy zoomy.
No, and yours is fast.
But I
fastest
don't.
Land car out there.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, that's the Tesla Model, what would that be? Y Plaid was the fastest land car out there.
The Plaid is next level.
Where are the headlights on the Cybertruck?
The front.
In the front.
Yeah, they're like.
Get out. Both of them.
Of like minds.
My taillights are.
I was facing in the back.
Yeah.
In the rear.
Why did I ever invite you to join this show?
Ouch.
Take that and rewind it back.
So the horizontal line, when you're staring at the front of the dumpster, the horizontal line where the windshield starts to angle back,
yeah.
It's right on the edges of that horizontal line is where you'll find the headlights.
Okay, because I was facing one the other day.
Think like Kit in Knight Rider. Where the lights were more like horizontal. It's more like that. It's futuristic.
Okay.
Very futuristic, yes.
All right. Fans can celebrate. Where are the headlights on the front? Very good, both of you. Very good. Fans can celebrate the 30th anniversary of Friends by buying iconic props that are being auctioned off from the beloved sitcom.
Like?
Well, I'll get to that in just a second. The auction is Monday, September 23rd.
Okay.
So next Monday. At Julian's Studios and online at Julian's Auctions. Julian with an E, not an A. One of the items being offered up is Rachel's gray turtleneck sweater. It's estimated to sell between $1,000 and $1,500. She wore the sweater in Season 7, Episode 16, The One with the Truth About London.
Yeah, she did.
Phoebe's...
Okay.
Phoebe's blue denim coat with faux fur from Season 7, Episode 18, the one with Joey's award, is for sale is for sale at an estimated $1,000 to $1,500 as well. Chandler's teal cashmere polo-style sweater from the one with the holiday armadillo is up.
I thought you were going to say, like, the coffee table from...
I'm looking for the props.
Yeah, it needs to be. If I'm
They're doing a lot of clothes, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, what are you going to do with that? Put it on a mannequin in your house and be like, hey, Phoebe wore this once in episode 17.
Okay, the Geller Cup trophy prop.
Okay.
That would be awarded to Monica or Ross after they play Thanksgiving football.
Okay.
That's up.
Okay.
Ben Geller's blue bike, Ross's apartment dresser.
There, now we're talking.
Mrs. Braverman's cheesecake.
Okay.
The handwritten Joey's wedding speech.
What about the perk up couch?
Monica's catering business card.
Nah.
They
held on to all of that stuff?
Oh, yeah. It's all in a warehouse in Los Angeles.
All right.
And why are they selling it?
Why not?
I mean, but it's all crap. I'm with Sam. Where's the couch?
What I would want is the little, the couch or the little... picture frame around the peephole in the apartment, on Monica's apartment. It's something iconic.
Or like the foosball table.
Now, you want to know an iconic series that you'll never be able to buy any of the props from in auction? Dana, you are not a fan of this series in any way, shape, or form?
Oh. I was going to say Cheers, but okay, go ahead.
All in the Family?
Star Wars.
Why?
Because when they were doing the show production, they had to build every single ship by hand. The ones that were, you know, small enough they could build. The other ones they just CGI'd. But the ones that were small enough they could build, they built them all out of papier-mâché and whatnot. And he demanded, George Lucas, I believe, I don't know why that dropped out of my head just now, demanded that they all be destroyed after filming so they couldn't be sold at auction later.
Wow.
Why?
Because he didn't want
the, other people making money?
I guess.
You didn't want to share the wealth?
He destroyed all of them.
Guess what I found today?
Speaking of useless
knowledge. It made me cry.
This buyer?
This is the coolest thing. Wow. Wow.
Speaking of home selling.
No. Scott. I did not find a buyer.
Sorry.
But if you did purchase my house that has been sitting vacant for many weeks.
Hang on. We'll talk about that in the next segment because
I will tell you this.
Real estate story here.
I would be willing to auction off for free the space where a bat once was loose. And I believe the famous words, "you need to dial it down," were uttered in that home. No, what I found today, oh my gosh, I just started screaming. Going through a box of stuff that I brought over from that house last night, my grandfather's log from when he captained a ship for the National Park Service.
Captain's log.
There's a captain's log, and it says at the top, captain's log. And in my grandfather's handwriting, it says, Miss Dana Wright. And it's got my birthday on it. And
and
then it says reason for the journey. And you've got to write down, you know, it was like a fun journey. This wasn't work related. And I took it to Pedro on Johnson Drive today to have him frame it. And I'm putting the log beneath the bell, the original bell from his ship.
Well, that's great.
That I ripped off the wall in that property last night because you do not get my grandfather's bell with that fabulous home.
Mm. We do have a real estate related story coming up in just
a moment. I can't wait. Are interest rates dropping again?
No, but somebody did sell their house. Very famous person.
Oh.
After 12 years.
Oh, well, okay. So you're saying there's hope.
There's a chance.
12 years isn't 100.
There is a chance. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Real quick story here from the Kansas City Star. What was the last Sears in the Kansas City area is now home to Westlake Ace Hardware. Local. The hardware store, which is now located on 119th Street, softly opened over a month ago, but will celebrate its grand opening with a ribbon cutting on Thursday at 9 a.m. Ooh. Then on Friday through Sunday, shoppers receive 20% off most purchases.
Hello.
There we go. There's the real headline.
I just want the Aldi to hurry up and open up.
Replacing the Sears. There are now, by the way, Sears used to have, and Sam, you're too young to remember them.
Oh, I remember Sears. Absolutely.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They were all over the place.
Yeah, hundreds of stores across the country, but plummeting sales, mass closures ensued. A former location at 97th and Metcalf in the old Metcalf South Shopping Center shuttered in 2017, and Sears filed for bankruptcy in 2018. There are now just a handful of Sears locations in the United States. They have a couple in Ohio. I checked that, Idaho, California, Florida, Washington, and Massachusetts. By the way, Westlake is local. They are based out of Lenexa. So good for them. Biggest news story of the day. A buyer appears poised to take Michael Jordan's $14.8 million Chicago mansion off the market more than a decade after the property was first listed. The NBA legend, 61, has a deal.
So you're saying I have something in common with Michael Jordan?
Well, no, because he has a deal.
Stay down. Oh, man.
Yesterday, you had something in common with Michael Jordan.
Wow, Sam. Sam.
Sam.
No mercy.
If
today,
you don't. Right. If you go to someone blanking buymyhouse.com, you will get results. I'm saying you will get results.
Did you take the wind chimes?
Yes, I have the wind chimes. The
you
statue,
mean the doorbell?
I'm going to see my friend Patty tonight because you know I've got this event tonight. The statue, I'm going to talk to her, is going in the ground upside down, turned around facing the house on Sunday.
So for those of you who missed it,
before the Royals game,
you're putting in a statue of St. Joseph.
Yeah, you bury it
in the yard.
Yes.
And people on the text line yesterday, we're swearing that this will bring you good luck. One person wrote in, I was getting flustered. This was yesterday. I was getting flustered that my house wouldn't sell. We buried St. Joseph upside down facing the house.
Yeah.
And the house sold in 4 days.
Okay. Well, I am ready to try something new.
Like sell it?
not saying the water's about to be shut off, but we're knocking at the door.
Do I need running water?
Yes.
Yes, you do. We went over this last week.
Why? I don't think we do.
Yes, Dana.
Look, I went and looked at a house last weekend. Do you know what I didn't do? Turn the shower on.
Okay, well, remember the story from when my house in Roland Park sold?
Uh-huh.
And I did leave the water on because I was still living in it.
Right.
But somebody came over to look at my house, and it was 3-bedroom, 1-bath, and okay. They left me a present in the toilet.
Oh, I forgot about the poo. Yeah.
Now, unless you're willing to dig that out with your hands.
What if I put a sign on my house that says, welcome.
Don't use the bathroom.
Please don't crap in this home.
It'll sell in a minute. That's the kind of language a prospective home buyer is looking
welcome
for.
Welcome for full baths. Please don't try it out.
Wouldn't you want to know what the water pressure is in the home?
No! I just went and looked at a house. I told you this, and it didn't even occur to me to turn on the water.
Because you weren't looking to buy it.
Well, maybe I was. I certainly wasn't looking to poop in it. I'm not going to poop in somebody else's house. That's so weird.
Huh. What were you going to say, Sam?
Well, you're looking to get it back in a house, and you still have one?
I just looked out of curiosity, Sam. We're calling it perusing the market.
I heard there's an empty one in South Leawood that you still own.
That you still own. I will say this.
No reasonable offer refused.
Right. I will say this. You have been, because I know it's driving you mad, you have been a very good sport on the air about your issue.
Yes.
With your home.
Right.
With your home.
Well, you know, it's a different market than it was 6 months ago, clearly.
Yes. Not for you, but for everybody else.
Insurance premiums are way up.
It'll sell.
How soon until you completely and totally, not that you're not close, lose your mind? Are you knocking on the door, so to speak?
Like, let's put it this way. My dad called me the other day, and he's like, hey, just checking in. Love you.
Parents don't check
in. And I know why they're doing that. They think I'm losing it. You know they've had this conversation. We think she's about to go cuckoo-ca-choo, but we're just checking in. Love you. Go Chiefs. And I'm like, no. I see right through that. That's not we're just checking in.
Mm-mm.
They're just checking in as in ...
Your mental health.
Yeah. Are you like at the Meniger Clinic in Texas? Which I am not. I'm just fine.
Meniger moved to Texas?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're in Texas.
Huh. Oh, from the text line, you could turn the water off and winterize the pipes.
True. But that would mean that we're now into December.
Yep.
And yeah, we're not going to even speak that into the universe. I'm not doing it.
Now, have you considered pulling it off the market and returning it to the market?
You know, you can
sometimes
do that.
Sometimes that
you
gets
can,
the buyers
you
up
can.
And, you know.
You woo-hoo. Can take it off and then put it right back on.
Yeah, interesting.
Because it's smoke and mirrors.
Of course it is, because what the other realtor is going to do with their clients is say, well, it's been on the market. You know, I'm not saying yours has been on the market this long, but it's been on the market for 200 days.
Ask Sam how long it's been on the market, because you have the count live in your file.
84.
No, it hasn't been on the market.
I think it has been.
No way.
I think it has been.
Well, see, and then people will look at that if it gets much higher than that, and another realtor would say to their clients, there must be something
wrong.
That's
not the way I look at it. I look at it like maybe there's something wrong with everybody else, and this is your opportunity.
But if you take it off and put it right back on, then it's only been on the market for one day.
89 is the real number.
How do you know?
Because I'm looking at the Zillow listing right now. It's been saved by 175 people who don't want to buy it.
What is it?
What did you just say?
I said it's been saved by 175 people who don't want to buy it.
Somebody says, and they claim to be a realtor, in your listing agreement, you agree to leave the utilities on.
I don't remember agreeing to that, but I also didn't read the list. Okay, fine. Pay the water department. It's only the third notice.
Oh, my God.
In all red caps. Mold. Bold type.
I thought you said mold. I'm like, well, that's why it's not selling.
No, we do not have mold.
Okay.
Bold. Okay. Bold type.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, everybody. It's Dana for my team at SomeoneByMyHouse.com. At SomeoneByMyHouse.com, they understand the nuances of an ever-changing real estate market. Challenges that include but aren't limited to higher interest rates, mounting bills, and particular potential buyers who want more today than a golf course view, refurbished hardwood floors, and a back patio perfect for hosting fall Chiefs games inside the boundaries of one of the top school districts in the entire United States. So if you're wide awake at 3 a.m. and you find your mind wandering to that stack of mounting bills or discarded oily rags, targeted lightning storms, or a visit from Lisa Left Eye Lopez, stop worrying. Go to SomeoneByMyHouse.com, where first they listen and then they help. SomeoneByMyHouse.com is brought to you by Tums, Meiomi Pinot Noir, Ambien, and the Miniger Clinic. Inpatient.
If you think that is a fake website, it is not. It is real. By the way, I've never learned as much as I have today in this bizarre tradition of burying a statue of Saint Joseph in the yard to help sell the house.
I cannot believe you have never heard of that.
Now, this is from homelight.com. They know their stuff. You're supposed to bury it next to the for sale sign.
Okay.
By the way, it does say if you opt for a larger statue, call your local utility companies before you dig.
But what if I hit a gas line and there's an explosion that takes the house out?
It will probably take you out with it. Bury it near the road with the statue facing away from the house.
Away from the house. Okay, got
it. If you bury the statue upside down.
A lot of directions here.
If you bury the statue right side up, St. Joseph should face the house.
All right. I'm going to get some sage and blow it around and... you know, rub some beads together and...
yeah, that won't make you look like a pothead at all.
Come and get me.
Scott in Kansas City. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. Dana, you're going to have to leave it on.
Yeah, I just paid the bill. Inspection. It was $164, and I just paid it.
But the home inspection.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because they come through the walkthrough, right.
On, the heat, the AC.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there you go.
Yep, $164, it's paid. Just did. I actually paid it during the break.
Keep on paying.
Yep. I was not happy to pay it, but I did pay it. I didn't even think about the inspection.
Yeah, that's right.
Check that water pressure.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to get before an inspection?
An offer, Sam, I'm aware.
Man, you're on fire in this segment. I'm being serious. 913-586-7798, Shauna in Michigan. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Well, hello, Shauna.
Hi. I live in Kansas City, but we are blessed with a lake cottage in Michigan. So I stream you guys whenever I'm here.
Good.
I am a 17-year adjuster for homeowners policies specifically, and just wanted to let you know how important it is to make that decision about keeping the utilities on or off. Most homeowners' policies, if you have something happen like a frozen pipe or a theft or a vandalism, it's not going to be covered when the house is vacant unless one of two things are correct, which is one, you have been recordably visiting the property regularly and the utilities are kept at 55 degrees or higher, approximately, or you have, you know, documentation that the pipes have been winterized and all of that. So
that's good to know. But Shauna, I was there last night. I go by, flush the toilets, I wave at the neighbors. You know, I do the deal.
Fantastic. And hey, I want it to sell before the wintertime, but if it doesn't, keep that in mind that your insurance coverage will change. Mm-hmm.
Shauna, I'm going to tell you right now, if that home is still on the market during the wintertime, we're going to have way bigger problems than my pipes.
I understand.
Right. Got it. Good chat.
Okay. Joel in Merriam. Joel, hello.
Hey. I just had to call in when I heard you guys talking about this because, like, it's a little fresh wounds for me because I was having my house I'm under contract on inspected this morning, and they did not have the utilities connected.
Oh.
So no gas, no electricity. So it was almost a completely wasted trip. And the worst part is I've been under contract on that house since like June. Mm. So quite a while. And just kind of waiting for somebody to get divorced so I can actually go through the inspection and appraisal and all that jazz. And couldn't get it finished. And so now I've got a get all that connected. And
so wait, let me ask you this, Joel, do you think because of that, like the inspector's like, we can't inspect this, like it's a failed inspection?
No, it doesn't fail an inspection. It's just an incomplete inspection. So what we're going to have to do is basically just told them to inspect what you can, go home, we'll get it connected, and they'll come back and complete the inspection. So if things end up following through on that one, they're going to give me a credit on the inspection for whatever if I go another place.
Well, Joel, I'm sorry to hear that.
Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Real quick, before we get to the last break of the show, I can't read this story because I don't subscribe online to the Johnson County Post, but they have a story.
Why do you hate local journalism?
I don't. I love local journalism. They have a story that's headlined Merriam, and I just thought of it when Joel was on, because he's from Merriam or in Merriam right now. Merriam OK's agreement to study the options to remake Shawnee Mission Parkway and I-35 interchange.
I don't know what that means.
Well, by remake, I read that as redo.
Okay, Shawnee Mission Parkway
and I-35 right over there.
By BMW.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what would it do there? I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, I don't know. I haven't read I can't read the story, but it just says agreement to study the options to remake the Shawnee Mission Parkway I-35 interchange. I'm assuming that might involve some construction.
Reconfigure entirely. And that is an absolute disaster during rush hour.
It is, because everybody who's headed westbound is trying to get into that turn lane
right,
to go south on I-35. But I'm telling you right now, here's what scares me. I take a completely different route into work now. Because
Shawnee Mission Parkway is a nightmare.
It is a nightmare during the day. Now, they open it back up at night when the crews go home.
They've been working on that since I started working here 8 years ago.
But right over here at Metcalf and Shawnee Mission Parkway, mm-hmm, where by the Quick Trip, where I think they're putting in new traffic signals or something, street lights, whatever.
I don't know what they're doing.
But to protect the workers, it's down to one lane going eastbound, at least on my travels during the day.
Mine too.
It backs up like crazy.
Well, you know, that's called a zipper merge. So when people are sitting in the left lane for a mile and a half,
waiting,
and it doesn't actually merge for a mile down the road, you can drive down that right lane and then Sam, turn your signal on and get into the left lane.
I got at a the merge one point. Finger wave the other day for zipper merging there.
You know?
There's this wide open lane and no one's doing it. I'm like, what are you doing? And so I get into the right lane, speed all the way to the front.
Yep.
And everybody zipper, and everybody hates you.
Oh, middle fingers up. And I'm like, this is what you're supposed to do.
I do it every single day and I get my daily California howdy on my way to work.
Well, I'm not going
to. It's not my fault. You don't know how to make a zipper merge work.
I'm not going
to
tell you my route, but I figured a way around it that's a lot faster than going through all that traffic.
Oh. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just go right around
Scott's
that zipper
not
merge.
As dumb as he looks. 913.
You can use Google Maps?
Yes, Sam. Do you want to know the trick?
No.
Well, okay. If you tell everybody, then it's going to ruin
it
for you.
I know, then everybody's going to do it.
But if you want to tell me during the commercial
break,
I'll
do that. I'll do that because I don't want everybody getting on my route because it saves me time. And I care about me. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. Sam, you're the tech wizard on the show. I'm assuming it's pronounced iOS.
Yeah, like the operating. It's I for iPhone, iOS operating system.
Okay. So explain this to me. Apple users are bitter over the latest software update, claiming their device performance has taken a drastic hit. Overly zealous customers eager to upgrade to the new iOS 18, released on Monday ahead of the iPhone 16 launch, are met with battery troubles, claiming the operating system drains the battery life.
So Apple has been hit with this multiple times already, where they kind of have forced obsolescence of the older devices, where they put in coding into the new iOS system updates that will effectively, on purpose, drain the batteries of the older phones. The other day when I asked you, how is your battery life still doing? Mm-hmm. That is a direct response to those lawsuits. And now with them trying to implement things like AI, the processors are working much harder because they weren't designed to work that hard to try to keep up with what the phone is trying to do, in turn killing the battery.
Why are they allowed to create things that drain the battery life in my phone that I paid for?
They're not. That's why they lost multiple lawsuits regarding it. And if you had one of those phones, I believe the most recent one was from the iPhone 6, so it dates back a while. But if you had an iPhone 6 when that lawsuit went through, you got a payout.
Okay, I have an iPhone 8.
Yeah, so they were supposed to stop doing this, but after you get caught once and you just start doing it slowly and slowly again and again, and that's because their goal is to get you to go out and buy the new iPhone. And so if they can, through a sneaky way, change the software so that it dies faster, you're going to be upset that you can't get through a day without your phone battery dying. And what are you going to do?
Well, like my iPhone 8 right now is at 50%. And when I put it on a charger at night, I haven't charged it at all today.
You also don't use your phone a whole lot. I mean, there are people that spend 5, 6, 7, 8 hours on their phone a day.
Yeah. All right. Mark Zuckerberg's Instagram unveiled what was billed as a major overhaul of safety features for kids today, a move that online watchdogs quickly blasted as a bid to avoid a looming congressional crackdown on the social media giant. Instagram said it will automatically place users under the age of 18 into teen accounts and block people who do not follow them from viewing their content or interacting with them.
I love the idea.
How do you enforce it?
It doesn't hold much weight.
Parents
just lie about your age.
Yeah, parents will be able to view which accounts their kids have recently messaged, set daily time limits, block teens from using the app during specific time periods.
Fun fact, I had a Facebook account at the age of 11. You're not allowed to have a Facebook account until you're 13. How did I do that?
You lied.
I lied about my age on the app.
Riddle me this, Batman. How would they ever be able to verify anybody's age unless or until they start asking you to send in some sort of personal ID photograph?
That is the only legitimate way that they could get it done, is either submitting for someone under the age of 16 a school ID, which then they now know where you go to school, which is weird.
But all I have to do is, if I'm a witty kid, is wait till my dad goes out and mows the grass, grab his wallet off of his dresser,
put your picture on his ID, and all of a sudden
they don't know what I look like.
That's fair.
And yeah. I'm 53-year-old Scott Parks,
right?
Asking for an Instagram account because I'm a creepy weirdo.
I mean, I love the idea, but this is similar to taking your shoes off at the airport. It's theater security. It's not really going to do anything. What they said in the story, it's just a way to avoid a crackdown from the government, similar to what TikTok did, because TikTok was accused of being too addictive. And so they put a restriction on there that after, I believe, 1 hour of use, it gives you a warning.
If you're under the age of 16.
Right. And so then when it gives you that warning, you click keep using. So what did it do? Literally nothing except for let you know that, hey, you've been scrolling for an hour, you idiot. And that will let you know in another hour when you're still scrolling.
We're going to inconvenience you for 5 seconds.
Right. Exactly.
While you click on this.
It's dumb.
Okay. Lastly, a new study comparing the brains of children before and after COVID-19 found that adolescent girls' brains aged faster than expected during the social isolation and lockdowns brought on by the pandemic. University of Washington researchers behind the study, which was published yesterday, used magnetic resonance imaging to study the brain structure of 160 subjects ranging in age from 9 to 7. Said Patricia Kuhl, senior author, we think that the COVID-19 pandemic, we think of it as a health crisis, but we know that it produced other profound changes in our lives, especially for teenagers.
No, the drop in test scores. I mean, oh, sure. We could go down the rabbit hole with this, but listen to that. The music's playing.
Hey, time to go. Bonus hour is next. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. See you tomorrow at 2.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.